the beautiful part of this practice is the allowing everything to be as it is, whatever we experience. It's all, we're just allowing it to come and go as it is. Even if a judgment should come, just allow that too. As soon as we do that, we're free. We want to allow life to be life, just as it is. Always. No matter what it is. It's very beautiful to do this, even if we have judgmental thoughts or fear, anything. Anything we consider unpleasant, allow that too. If we do that, everything becomes well-being, peace, love. That's what's here anyway. Behind all these thoughts and beliefs and ideas. Just this infinite presence. When we peel away the layers of thoughts, we directly experience it. It's like it's always here, but it's hidden behind these thoughts. That's why I say not to believe any thought, because it's hiding truth. Truth is always here. So beautiful. So free. So perfect. We don't have to try and get it because we are it. We can't get it. We already are it. We just have to let go of the things that are not true. Not by resisting them, but by really looking at them completely, honestly, openly, acceptingly. They will always reveal themselves to us if we do that, just as truth does. This is the best practice, allowing, accepting, embracing everything. So awareness of awareness is like this too. Awareness, as I've said many times, is it accepts everything completely, 100%. All that exists, it completely accepts and is one with. It rejects nothing. So this is the practice of awareness too. This is the practice of being awareness, which is really what we are. Infinite awareness. So we know that awareness does this, so we can do this too. Copy this, what we are really. Accepting everything, rejecting nothing. There is such bliss in simply doing this simple thing. Whatever happens, it doesn't matter what it is. Accepting it completely will bring you to bliss. Could be the worst thing you can imagine. Accept it completely and you will be totally happy. Always this happens. Because awareness accepts everything and doesn't reject anything, when we do this, we are awareness, which is what we really are anyway. But we come to experience it, to realize it. And it is not an observation. It is a direct experience. Because awareness is not separate from us. It's more like we experience our own being. In the deepest level, and that is our experience of awareness. There is no separation. We are aware. There are many things we could say we think. Therefore, we are a thinker, but that's very superficial. If we look back and say, what's aware of this? We find awareness deeper than thinking, deeper than sensing, deeper than feeling, deeper than all our sensations and perceptions. And aware of all of them. You might say, behind the scenes, this is what's here, real. Even running the show, in a way. But not like a person. So inside all of us is this awareness, this infinite beingness. Although inside and outside don't make any sense here, really. It's all one. But at our deepest, most core, this is what we are. So in our life, when we accept everything, we feel really good because we're coming home to what we are. And that's the signal for it. This really good, blissful, expansive, loving experience is a sign that truth. It's our inner guidance system. Anytime we're not experiencing this, we're not going here. We're not here. Or at least we're pretending we're not. And that's how we know we want to look more deeply and say, what is it that thinks this? What is it that's aware of this? What is aware of this thought? We want to move back to the truth, deeper than the superficial thoughts. To the conditioned mind of society, it may sound insane to even think of doing this. But this is our purpose in this human incarnation. It's only that we've lost our way so much. Makes it seem difficult or confusing or crazy. It's the only truth that there really is. All our lives we search for this peace and happiness and love, believing totally that it's somewhere outside of us. This is what we've been taught in every movie and book and parents and teachers. But it has never, ever been true. And all the people writing and teaching, they don't know this either. That's why they teach us this. They're not trying to lead us astray. They're lost too. But something in us knows very, very well this same infinite awareness in us knows this. So something just feels right to hear this. Something opens, something relaxes. What's in the way of it? Because truth is very powerful. If given half a chance, it will dissolve everything that's not true. So we simply look honestly at everything so that it can show us, so truth can reveal itself. It's always here, so it only means a dissolving of what's not true. These conditioned thoughts, lies really, but not intentional lies, all unintentional, deeply believed in. We just need to question them and look at them for ourselves. Is this really, really true? Show me. Give me all of it. Give it your best shot. Bring the whole thing in, every single bit of it, as your proof. I won't turn away. I'll accept all of it. And what's not true dissolves. Just given half a chance. It's not true. It cannot stand up to our looking. And then when it dissolves, behind it is truth. And that feels so free, so beautiful, so infinite. So true.